In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our first reading today, we hear about a woman of Shunem, a town in north central Israel, who offered hospitality to the prophet Elisha. He wanted to do something for her in return, and when he learned that she had no son, he promised that she would give birth to one. This episode shows us that the God of Israel has compassion on those who honor him, and that he has the power over life and death. Indeed, later in the second book of Kings, when the woman's son has died, Elisha restores him to life. But our God is not only concerned with the natural life of the body. He is even more concerned with the life of the spirit, as the second reading from the letter of the Hebrews, letter to the Romans rather, makes clear. Are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? This passage of Scripture is often read at funerals, for there is a profound connection between baptism and death. It is through baptism that we die to the world and begin to live a new life in Christ. And just as Christ was raised from the dead and so will die no more, by baptism, we too are freed from sin and death, but alive in Christ Jesus. God's love for us is eternal and goes far beyond anything we can think or imagine. And it is in the context of that love that we need to understand the difficult sayings in today's gospel. Whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter, more than me is not worthy of me. These are strong words, but the parallel passage in the Gospel of Luke is even more shocking. Anyone who comes to me without hating father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and yes, even his own life, cannot be my disciple. And yet we know that no earthly love, however deep or beautiful, can compare to the eternal love of God, who is the source of all love. Indeed, all our loves, all our joys here on earth are but pale reflections of the infinite love of Almighty God. And so our Lord challenges us to live for the love of God, however difficult or painful that path may be. He who will not take up his cross and come after me is not worthy of me. The cross is not an option. It is an essential condition of our entrance to eternal life. Unless we suffer with Christ, unless we die with him, we cannot have a share in his eternal kingdom. The one who finds his life will lose it, and the one who loses his life for my sake will find it. Here we have the great paradox of the Gospels, indeed the great paradox of human life. We have to die in order to enter into true life. Of course, we all know that we must die someday. The important thing is that we understand that death is not the end, but rather the beginning of a new and everlasting life. And that understanding should make us more aware of the importance of how we live our lives here and now. For if we are selfish and greedy and pursue only our own interests, we will not be worthy of life with Christ. But if we die to ourselves and live for God according to his commandments and for the good of others, and if we take up our crosses with courage and perseverance, we will discover the life that God is calling us to share. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.